every year.
The remaining moments, I want to address the elephant in the room, or since you're a Democrat, the donkey in the room. I have heard this publicly from your Republican counterparts, privately from your Democratic counterparts, that we've taken a lot of votes this year because Governor O'Malley wants to run for president in 2016. What do you say to that?
I don't think that's true. I know it's a convenient talking point for my Republican brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. but the fact of the matter is the Maryland General Assembly, in order to move Maryland out of this recession ahead of other states, have had to make difficult votes time and time again and have done so for the last several years. And it's in order to accomplish that first goal of all government, which is job creation and expanding opportunity. There is no progress without jobs. Maryland has the fastest rate of job creation, had the fastest rate of job creation in 2012 of any state in the region. Our rate of new job creation over the last 12 months has been 60% faster than our neighbors in Virginia. So all of those tough votes are about making sure that our state makes faster progress than others in terms of our not only our economic recovery, but also in the jobs and opportunities our kids will have. That's why, even with cutting everything else in state government, we've increased our investment to make college education more affordable for more people and to give our children the best public schools we possibly can.
In terms of 2016, I know you're on record that you started the fundraising. There's at least the fundraising arm of that. When do you make a decision of when you're going to run? And if Secretary Clinton decides to run, would you not run?
Man, that's a lot of ifs to throw out there. I won't be running for a third term as governor,
right?
Because I'm prohibited under law from doing that. And so we have set up a PAC so that I can properly do the things I need to do and not distract from the other efforts of people like Lieutenant Governor Brown and others who have to. Are running for state office. Mm-hmm. So I don't know when that decision will come. I've been pretty singularly focused on the difficult things we had to do this session. And as time goes forward, I guess I need to put some more energy into thinking about whatever it is that I might be able to do next. And I don't know what that timeline actually is, Rob. The only thing I know for sure is that come December 2014, mm-hmm. I'm moving out of this office.
Would be mid-January.
Is it mid-January?
Mid-January the 15th, yeah.
So all I know for sure is that when my term is up, I need to leave this office, and the most important thing that I can leave here with is the knowledge that regardless of politics or popularity, I did what I thought was right for the people I serve.
What's left to accomplish as governor?
Oh, there's always more to accomplish. I mean, there's still too many families hurting, too many families who have been unemployed for a long time. While we're headed in a much better direction than we were, there's still plenty of work to do, a huge amount of work that needs to be done in order to achieve a more balanced energy future, huge amount of work to be done in saving lives by improving public safety. So there's plenty to do. The good Lord gives us plenty of work to do in our time.